Welcome to another exciting show of Transformation. Prosper with Wayne, creating wealth, health, and happiness in your life with your host, life and business coach, author, entrepreneur, and lover of life, Wayne Sutton. Prepare to become excited, expand your beliefs, and truly prosper in all the areas of your life. Enjoy.
Hello, Wayne Sutton here, Life Coach Lifestyle. For you, a new career, a new lifestyle, a new you. Let's jump in. Today we're talking about a spiritual journey of finances. The spiritual journey of finances. This can be for you. This can be for your coaching clients. If you're working with someone and they have, maybe they have limited beliefs about finances. Maybe they're limited in their own spiritual walk. They don't understand that money is spiritual. Let me give you some help today. I'm going to give you a tip. Now, if you only listen to this podcast and you don't do it, you don't go through the exercise, you're going to get very limited use out of this. But if you actually do this exercise and take your clients through it, you'll be amazed at the mindset, the financial breakthrough. So, I urge you, maybe you're saying, hey, I've never coached someone on finances. I don't do a lot of coaching on money. Then this one simple exercise will help you. I want you to grab a piece of paper, go to a journal, whatever, not on the computer. This is pen and paper. And I want you to just list everything you consider an attribute of spirituality. Whatever your faith is, if you believe in spirit, then something is spiritual. I want you to write out an attribute, a positive attribute, such as love, freedom, healing, harmony, beauty, courage, wisdom, light, presence. I want you to write out at least five. So always start with love. I believe God is love, and I believe love is the highest form of spirituality. So love. Then write out freedom. And then write out, whatever it is that, what is an attribute of spirituality? An attribute of God, if you would say. Beauty, courage, light, presence. Okay, now I want you to write those out. I want you to take time to do this. Again, at least five. And this will be great for your clients also. Then, take each of the words one at a time. One at a time. So below those, let's write out the word love. And write down every single way that having financial stability, financial abundance would help them or help you attain even more of that quality. So you're probably thinking, how would having more money help me have more love? That's crazy. There's no way. I ask you to do the exercise. See, for me, love means spending time with my children. And love means spending time with my wife. Love means spending time with my friends. That's just my own criteria. I love spending time with people and just connecting. Love, that's one area. There's many areas of love, but that's one area where I can show love. I can spend time with that person. So financial freedom gives you more time with that person. Someone that's working 80 hours a week, my father, for example, he would get up and he would go to work early. Sometimes I would see him in the morning. Sometimes he was already at work. And then he'd work all day, and then he would come home. And what did he do? He grabbed a quick bite of dinner, and he went right back out, and he went back to work until 9, 10, 11, 12 o'clock at night. And he did this 6 days a week, and sometimes seven. He was a worker because he had to financially take care of the family. And so he showed his love through taking care of family. We didn't go hungry. But what if he had really mastered wealth? What if he had really mastered abundance? What if he could make double the money in half the time? What about you? If you could make double the money in half the time, could you spend more time with the people you care about? That's just one attribute. What about harmony, beauty, courage? What about freedom? What about freedom? Here's a note that another person that went through this. I'm gonna read you what they said about freedom. And from their notes. Freedom. I would no longer have to work for someone else, only for myself and with the people I love. Sounds kind of like the money one, doesn't it? I would be able to travel the world and see the greatest and most inspiring natural beauty and human-made creations. I would have the freedom to do the things I told myself I would one day love to do, but never seem to find the time for. I would be able to live anywhere I choose, in any state or country or climate, and move as often as I want. The entire planet would be my home. I would be able to buy the books, attend the classes, and see the artistic performances that would expand and inspire my mind. I would be free to learn and master any skill I chose. Wow. Think about that. Think about that. What if you, can you write something out for money? For love, for wisdom. Think about this. If you're finding, if you could make double the money in half the time, or triple the money, or quadruple the money, whatever it is, you or your client, what could that do for your wisdom? How much more time could you learn studying, contemplating, in prayer? How much more time, when it, how about courage? How would finances help you in your area of courage? So I want you to do this with at least five. Write it out. Imagine how it would feel to actually live that way. You want to see it. You want to feel it. You want to imagine it. In your spiritual life. What about your mental life? What about your social life? So it's not a quick exercise. This is an exercise to be done in absolute conviction. Because you're going to begin to recognize the limits you have on your own self because of the financial constraints. If you'll do this with a coaching client, they'll begin to break off the mindset of limited beliefs and they'll start looking for greatness. And that's where you step in. Guys, if you haven't picked up our book yet, go to lifecoachlifestyle.com, lifecoachlifestyle.com, pick up the book and be sure to read it. Get in touch with us. We look forward to hearing from you. You can also call me, 910-233-2511. Make it a great day, and God bless.
Thanks for joining us again at Prosper with Wayne. Be sure to subscribe to us for more exciting, life-changing episodes. Go today, in fact. Go now to prosperwithwayne.com and enter your email for our exclusive newsletter and other resources. God bless and go prosper.